I watched the Spanish football on my iPhone last night, and one of the commercials on in between the football was for Marks and Spencer's, and it featured the song by Billy Paul called "Me and Mrs. Jones," and it really took me back because, firstly, it was a song that I grew up with because my mom always liked that song. And she used to play it almost continuously on the record player. Remember those? In the house, and I was maybe, 5 or 6 years old. And I never really understood the significance of the song. For those of you who don't know, it's about a man meeting a woman constantly every day in the same cafe. Who is married, and hence the name Me and Mrs. Jones. And after my mom died, it only kind of hit, I did I realize after I read her diaries that about the time that this song was first released, she was having an affair. So hence the reason why it was always played on the record player. When I first had a girlfriend, my very first girlfriend, she was called Jenny. And I was quite late because I've got Asperger's. I didn't really fit in with girls, but I met this girl Jenny, and we kind of started going out, I suppose, and started having feelings for her and everything. And I remember telling my friend who worked in a record shop about her, and he was quite surprised because he'd never seen me get all sort of emotional over a woman. And as a joke, he says, "I've got a song for you." And he got a record, I think it was then, or it might have been a CD. It was called, I think it was a compilation CD called "The Best of Philly," because the song was written and performed in Philadelphia. And he started playing this song for me, and he started saying, "What time do you meet her?" And the record would go 6:30. Oh, I know she'll be there. He did the whole of the song by asking me questions about Jenny. And he said things like, "Where do you meet?" "Oh, we meet every day in the same cafe." I mean, he'd say, "What time?" "6:30. Oh, I know she'll be there." And then, of course, when the chorus came on, almost the whole shop started singing. "Me and..." Hey, I can't sing, but Billy Paul can. What a record. It's quite interesting now that probably the third or even possibly fourth generation of young people falling in love or having extramarital affairs are listening to that song. And it's been used in a pretty boring Marks and Spencer's commercial. Sorry, I've spoke for too long. Hope you enjoyed the audio boo and managed to do a whole audio boo without managing to say the fact that I'm homeless and living in a car. Whoops, just did it. Please follow me on Too Shy Guy at Twitter @2 shy guy. Have fun.